Because of his set, it had to be a slant?
I mean, the ball was coming out. We had pressure. We had a lot of heat, so I knew it was coming out. So I just followed my instincts, played my technique.
And you, I mean, obviously, you've gone up against Douglas throughout the game. You body slammed him at one point during the game. Tell me about that tackle.
Man,
what brings that out in you?
We was going back and forth during the game, and he caught like two slants on me before, or I think one. So, you know, I was kind of mad at that. So I had felt that I could slam him when we was going. So I just slammed him.
You seem like a soft-spoken guy, but on the field, you got some nastiness to you, don't you?
I mean, yeah, I go out there and play aggressive. That's the way I always play coming up in college and in high school. So I try to follow it up right now.
Where does that come from?
I mean, that's just how I play. I don't know where it comes from.
How do you feel about your role? You know, it's of course it's always being talked about as Bowman's pick six, but that play doesn't happen unless it's for you. How do you feel about your role on, you know, one of the most noteworthy, memorable plays in Candlestick history?
I mean, it feels good to be a part of it. You know, whatever they want to call it, it don't matter to me. You know, we got the W, we got the win, we playoff bound, so it helped the team out, and that's what I try to go do with my play. So it really don't matter.
Mm-hmm. You got your own pick at the end of the game, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I count that.
Do you have a rivalry, you know, obviously friendly rivalry among the other guys as far as who can get the most picks in the season?
Eric Reed and Carlos. So, you know, I want to be above them guys.
Anything at stake there?
Man, I can't tell you all that.
Somebody came and grabbed the ball from you right after you got the interception.
Yeah.
What was said? What is it, just part of?
No, it was Steve. I think he just saved the ball.
Okay.
You know, just saved the ball for me.
Okay.
Did your years of playing special teams, was that a way for you to feel that aggressiveness on the field and kind of take it to the next level to see that you could? What you could do out there with other NFL players?
Yeah. I mean, special teams was something I had to do to get to where I am now, and that's the role I had to take, so that's what I was doing. But now, like you said, yeah.
Do you go back to 2011 when you had a big role on the team and you had that hand injury and it seemed to really kind of sidetrack your career a little bit? I mean, did you feel that way at the time? If it hadn't been for that hand injury, I might be in a different spot?
Man, at the time, I mean, I was just out there playing, trying to compete for that spot at the time. And, you know, I got the injury, and I couldn't get the job back, basically. And I just kept competing throughout, in and out, training camp. And that's it, and it led me to here.
What do you think is the best asset, the selling point for you?
The best asset?
Your best asset, the best selling point for you.
Like as a player?
Yes, yes.
I mean, my athletic ability and my speed and quickness.
That's a lot.
Earlier this season, you probably on the scout team going against Bolden. Is that right?
No, I wasn't on the scout team.
Did you practice against him at all?
During training camp, I was.
What's it like going against
him? Oh, he's a veteran receiver. Big build, thick build. Just hard to get your hands on him and keep him on him, you know, so he's a tough receiver to cover, you know. Even though I'm fast and quick, he's still got that ability to get away from me.
How much do you expect to see Larry Fitzgerald? How much will he be lined up against you?
The whole game. Him and 15, the whole game.
And what, have you had much experience going up against Larry?
Yeah, I played him my rookie year. I played him. I played that game. So I started that game at the end of the season because, you know, with Singletary, the season was over with, so I was able to play that game. So I played him that old game as well. I mean, it was an okay game. It didn't go that well for me. But now, you know, I just go out there and play. And I want it to go well this time.